Well, that's what tradition says. Stick around and we'll continue with that. I think what we're learning here is the traditional understanding of the seven churches of Asia is at the time they were written, they were talking about still yet future church history, and that doesn't make sense. But what we do know is that we, the church, the body of Christ, those of us that are saved by what's called Paul's My Gospel, the gospel of verses on the screen, the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation, we know that we aren't going to be here. See? Whoops, wrong verse. Verse 16 is what I want. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it, the gospel of Christ, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So, the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. And Paul also writes in 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us, the church, the body of Christ, unto us which are present tense saved, it is the power of God. So, the plan of salvation for Paul, Paul's gospel is real clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In verse 1, we see the words, verse 2, by which also you are saved. So we know he's talking about the gospel of Christ mentioned there in Romans 1:16. In verses 3 and 4, we see how Christ died for our sins, and he was buried and resurrected, and then over there in Romans, he tells us why Jesus Christ was resurrected. He was resurrected, raised again for our justification. So the one gospel that saves today, Paul's My Gospel, the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the grace of God, is real simple. That Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and God the Father resurrected him for our justification. That's Paul's My Gospel. The mysteries revealed to the Apostle Paul. Okay, well, I'm sharing with you what we believe, and I'm pretty sure I already know what you believe. Let me take a guess. You think that there's only one gospel in the Bible, right? From Genesis to Revelation, there's one gospel in the Bible. And there's only one way to be saved in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. And guess what? That is the majority view in religion today. It's also the biggest blunder in religion today. The biggest blunder in religion today is to think that there's only one gospel in the Bible. And on the tail end of that is there's only one way to be saved in the Bible. And that's just not true. Well, then why does Paul mention the word salvation more in his 13 epistles than anybody else in the Bible? Right? Yeah. So I would ask you, you can come on up to the mic and share your testimony. What are you trusting for your salvation? If it's not the gospel that Paul preached, then what exactly are you trusting for your salvation? You say you're saved, well, what are you trusting? And you can call out the Bible verses and we'll post them on the screen for you. Ed, he's trusting Linux. Oh, same gospel, just a proper understanding. Well, who else in the Bible preaches that gospel? I challenge the people say, and it's not just the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the foundational gospel of God. See, and here we're chasing a rabbit trail, but if you want to raise your hand and come up and share the gospel of your salvation, if you say it's the same gospel, show me where it appears in anywhere else in the Bible. And unless you're also guilty of the third biggest blunder in religion today. You know what that is? Pauline doctrine back into Scripture. Is that what you're doing? As if the mysteries revealed to Paul were and his letters are some type of commentary on what went on in the upper room, or what went on in the Olivet Discourse, or the Sermon on the Mount. Paul is clarifying what Jesus Christ. That's the third biggest blunder in religion today. Okay. Not going to come up and share. Okay. You got a verse for that? You got a Bible verse for that? Or are you just, religious rhetoric? If you notice that I put Bible verses on the screen to back up what I say. And you can call them out for us and we'll post them for us. Or you can type them in the room and we'll post them for you. You got a Bible verse to back that up? Paul wrote to believers. They had already been through the plan of salvation. What is the plan of salvation? What's the plan of salvation? Well, we're waiting for an answer and for the benefit of everybody else in the room. For lack of a better word, here's the formula for salvation. Paul writes here in Ephesians 1:13. He also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. There it is, salvation. In whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So first of all, we hear the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation. Romans 10:17, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I just showed you the verses. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. Romans 1:16. 1 Corinthians 1:18. The preaching to those of us that are saved, the gospel of Christ, the preaching of the cross, is the power of God unto salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4. Christ died for our sins and was resurrected, Romans 4:25, for our justification. So that is the word of truth, gospel of our salvation. So first of all, we hear it, and hearing it brings with the idea that we understand or comprehend, we understand the gospel of our salvation. We also believe it. We believe the facts. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We believe that he died on the cross and was buried and resurrected from the dead. But most importantly, we trust. We trust that everything that needs to be done for our salvation has already been done. There's nothing we can do to add to it. The name of the room, Pure Grace Believers. Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved, pure grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.